All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages. Are you excited? It's the week of the NFL draft. How can't you be excited? Every team has an equal chance in their own eyes, depending on what, fan base you ask. They're going to draft the best guy. It's going to be a differentiator. Then they promise they're probably going to make the playoffs, their team, maybe make the Super Bowl, all sorts of crazy things. But anyways, you'll see mock drafts for like the last, I don't know, 3.5, 4 months since the day the Super Bowl was over, mock draft season, right? Everybody under the sun doing mock drafts. They got guys, they got 27 quarterbacks going the first 27 picks, right? So, I wanted to kind of take a step back and do, what I think 10 draft weekend predictions, right? Because I'll tell you this, if you do, read mock drafts or whatnot, Mel Kiper and Todd McShay are pretty much connected. They're connected with, people and folks, and they're going to start to hear some actual good knowledge. And so their last mock draft, which will probably come out on, I would imagine they're probably hitting it up either Tuesday or Wednesday at the very latest. They're going to give their last one. Those will be as accurate as it can be for those guys, because they want to be pretty accurate, obviously, one, so that you listen to them for 3 months when there's no, NFL football going on. Plus, these guys like to show their colleagues and the other people in the industry, hey, we're superior to you. I mean, it is a competition, who can get this, the closest they can, right? And so I got 10 draft predictions. I want to go through them, and I'll go through them fast and not too long. So I'll make this, and then at the very end, obviously being a Chicago Bears fan, I'm going to talk about my ideal situation, what could happen. So, first things first, I'm going to go from, I'm just going to go through 10 of them, right? So, the first thing is Anthony Richardson. Okay, you've probably heard of Anthony Richardson. He's the quarterback out of Florida. Honestly, if you go watch his tape, not all that impressive in the sense of like him being dominant on the field for consecutive games. He did play in the SEC, played for the Florida Gators. Stat wise, nothing's gonna, make turn your head or anything like that. But he was an absolute freak, breaking all sorts of records at the combine and then his personal workouts. So like the guy is just can launch the ball. I mean, what he is he's a this is what Mel Kiper would say. In a t-shirt and shorts, he's the best looking quarterback you've ever seen. But the reality is, he didn't perform that well when he needed to against big teams. And not only that, he was very inconsistent from throwing the ball. But let's get back to my prediction. I think that he's going to drop to the second day. And I believe this is kind of like a, I'm going to use recency bias, a Trey Lance effect. What does Trey Lance and Anthony Richardson have anything to do with each other? Well, Trey Lance obviously has been hurt, but I mean, Trey Lance hasn't done anything. He hasn't played many games, but when they had personal workouts, when they did the, anything, obviously it was during COVID, so he didn't do a combine, but everyone raved. Oh my gosh, you should see this guy throw the ball. It just jumps off his hand. Same concept with Anthony Richardson. I think Anthony Richardson drops to the second day. Right now, why that's a prediction is he's projected to go anywhere from all the way from second on some mock drafts. I think the latest I seen, or the latest I seen him getting picked is like 17. So I'm gonna say he drops out of the first round. Now, number two, Bijan Robinson. I think he goes top 10. I think he's gonna go to the Atlanta Falcons. For you that don't know, he's the running back out of Texas. I mean, people say he's, a generational running back, but you're like, well, Tim, if he's a generational, running back, why wouldn't he be picked? Why isn't that a guarantee he'll be picked top 10? NFL teams don't look at running backs anymore like that. They don't. They're like, hey, they're a dime a dozen, or you can find a guy that could be able to do very similar things. You can get, one or two guys to be able to, pay very light, very low. And, what I mean by that is like, pay two guys a total of $4 million and then be just as productive as, one guy, because when you pick a guy in the first top 10, you got to pay him some nice money, right? One, all their money's pretty much guaranteed, and then obviously the fifth-year option. So I just think that Bijan is going to go to Atlanta Falcons. You can look up Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith is the head coach. He loved running the ball. He was offensive coordinator for the Titans before he went to Atlanta. I think he'll go number. That's my second biggest prediction. Bijan Robinson goes top 10. Now here's my third one. I believe that the Colts will take CJ Stroud, or I think that after the draft, or at least after the Friday part of the draft, if they do not take a quarterback, which I do believe there's a 30% chance they don't, that I think then they'll make a huge offer to Lamar. Now let me go take you back to it, right? I said they're going to take CJ Stroud, quarterback out of Ohio State. CJ Stroud has just gotten a lot of bad publicity the last couple of days. They're like, oh, his he did horrible on the little IQ test, Wunderlich test that the NFL gives you. He did very poorly on that. I don't know what that means. Some guys have done great and been good in the NFL. Some guys have done horrible and been good in the NFL. I really don't know what it means. But he's got bad press about that, right? Also, it came out this past week that CJ Stroud was part of supposed to go to the Manning passing camp, where they bring in pretty much the best wide receivers and best quarterbacks, and they have a camp. They work on each other, all that. I guess he said he was committed to going, and then he bowed at the last minute, without even telling him, supposedly. Why that's important is obviously for this to come out now and not whenever this Peyton Manning camp was, is someone wants CJ to slip to them. And who I think would bring out the Manning camp information is the Mannings themselves that still have a connection with the Colts. Okay? And you're like, well, what do you mean he still has a connection with the Colts? It's like, listen, go look at the money. They paid Peyton Manning like 20 some million dollars, and they knew he couldn't play. They could have just been able to, cut him at that point, been able to save themselves some money. They also paid Andrew Luck. I mean, those guys, and why that's important is the Colts have always been very good to, former players or players that are outside the door. They could have went after Andrew Luck, for instance, and Peyton on some bonuses, for lack of playing, retirement for Andrew Luck's standpoint. Also, in Peyton's, he didn't have 100% insurance for an injury like that, especially it wasn't season or it wasn't career ending. But they didn't, unlike the Detroit Lions, who took $10 million, I believe, from Calvin Johnson. But anyways, I think the Mannings put that out there for ESPN, for Brady Quinn to talk about, so that CJ drops, and they're hoping the worse he looks, because CJ, I think, one, played very well at Ohio State. He couldn't beat Michigan, but hey, he's going to be playing in Indianapolis, not going to be playing in Detroit. So he won't have any problems with the Michigan, the state of Michigan. So and if they don't take him, if the Colts don't take, I think the Colts wait to the second day, and then they make a huge offer for Lamar Jackson, one that that the Ravens put him in a tough spot. And you're like, well, Tim, why wouldn't they just do that now? Part of the stipulation, if you sign Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet, you also have to give up two first round picks. While the Colts want their first two picks right now, right? At least this one. So they would have to give up next year's and the year after, unless they can, figure out some other way, or the Ravens decide they want something different, which would be like maybe a player, and then they don't do that. But it's highly unlikely that would happen. So the only way the Colts get Lamar is offering him to a gigantic contract, and I think they could do. I think they could be, that could be a possibility. So that's my two predictions in one. So now my number four, Aaron Rodgers will finally be a Jet day two. Day two is the second and third round. That would be on Friday. So you're not going to see that on Thursday, but it finally go to rest. Everyone's like, why hasn't it happened? Why hasn't it happened? Because the Jets don't want to give up their first round pick. The Jets already know that the Packers don't want Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has a huge salary, huge cap hit. They don't want to deal with that. So they're like, hey, we'll give you a second or third round pick. They're probably hoping for a third. And because they know they got Aaron Rodgers for 1 or 2 years, and so they really just need to surround him with an offensive lineman, which the Jets need to protect Aaron Rodgers. All right, number five, one of these players will be traded over the weekend. Okay, one of these players. Obviously, these are predictions. I'm not trying to say stuff that, Most of the stuff I'm saying, 6 out of 10 of them are long shots, but that's the whole point of this. One of these players will be traded. Trey Lance, yes, Trey Lance, I talked about him earlier. He's the third overall pick just 2 years ago. Zach Wilson, he was the number two pick in that same draft. I could see him being traded. Corey Davis, Jets wide receiver. Michael Carter, backup running back for the Jets. Gabe Davis, he was the number two, number three wide receiver for the Bills. Kendrick Bourne, he's a wide receiver at New England. And Devontae Parker, another wide receiver over at the Patriots. I think one of those players, if not two of them, will be traded. That's my fifth prediction. All right, listen. Number six, bad drafting teams will stay bad. An example of this, the Las Vegas Raiders. You can go back, you can go look up. They just horrible luck for the most part, right? I'm not saying they don't hit one guy every 5, 6 years, but they've had a tough struggle, right? The quarterback position, just anything that the Ravens or Raiders have done recently just seems like it's terrible. You could talk about Henry Ruggs. Obviously, he's never going to play football again. The Raiders just are dumb. And what I mean by that is just historically. And if they draft a quarterback in the first round after paying Jimmy G, pretty much, which is a 1 to 2 year contract, I think it's a 2 year contract, really, if you look at it, I think they're idiots. Because why are you going to sign a guy in Jimmy Garoppolo and then put him in the same situation that he hated in the 49ers? And what I mean by that, when they took Trey Lance, he's seen the writing on the wall. You know, that's tough. He doesn't want to be a mentor again. He signed with the Raiders because, one, he's not going to have that same situation. That situation, if you already see a replacement in the room that they just invested, and they would have to invest probably a top 10 pick, you know, every day, it's just like, why'd you guys give that guy like $40 million? It was just a waste of money. I don't think, especially with the Raiders having so many holes, they need to get better as a team. So if you're just doubling up on the, you know, your big signings are going to be one Jimmy Garoppolo, and then the other signing is going to be a rookie with a top 10 pick for a quarterback, I think that's ludicrous. So unless they have like, you know, a CJ Stroud fall to them, or they can trade up at a 10, maybe that's okay, but that'd be idiotic for them to do that. Also, the Titans, I could see the Titans getting a wide receiver, but the Titans also drafted their last first round pick 2 years ago. The guy's out of the NFL. The guy literally a clown. He was an offensive lineman. His last name was like Wynn or something. You can go look him up. Pretty terrible. And then the other one is the Washington Commanders. I don't know who's even drafting for them. I thought they sold their team. So I don't know if how that's going to happen. If Snyder's just, I have no idea. But those three teams are keep an eye on. I think they'll draft pretty poorly in what I, you know, just with their first pick. And what I mean is they'll go after a position they already have something. The Washington and the Titans really do actually need a quarterback. So if they got a quarterback in their first pick and they really love that guy, that would actually make sense, right? The Titans, they got Ryan Tannehill and they got Malik Willis, but Malik Willis was so bad last year that they picked up a dude off the street that didn't know the playbook to literally play for them to try to make it into the playoffs. And then the Washington Commanders, they got a kid from North Carolina 2 years ago, Sam, whatever his name is. I don't know. They got a guy that I can't even think of his name, Sam Howell. He was like a third round pick. Nothing to hold your breath on. They both need quarterbacks, but they also both need, you know, other players that can help. So I could see them just drafting horribly. Not even, you know, if they don't get a quarterback that they like, they just keep an eye on those teams. That's one thing is like, it'll be like, you know, one of the shocking picks no one sees. I could see one of those three teams doing. All right, here's the other thing. My seventh one. I think one of these veteran running backs will be traded. Joe Mixon, obviously, I do put an asterisk there because he does have a criminal charge against him. So that does complicate things, but not compliment, but complicate things. But Joe Mixon, Derrick Henry, there's, you know, he's coming on his last year of his contract. Titans are pretty terrible. And then Austin Eckler. I could see Austin Eckler. He wants a new contract. He's causing havoc over there. I could see him traded, and then Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he was just drafted, what, the first round a couple years back. I could also see him getting traded. Now, over the weekend, they're not going to go get traded probably in the first round, but I could see them being traded. All right, drinking a little coffee here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Ryan, another number eight. Staying with me. This is number eight. I think Ryan Tannehill could be traded to either the 49ers or the Washington Redskins. You're like, Tim, the 49ers, they got Brock Purdy, they got Trey Lance. Why would they make that move? Well, listen, they want someone that can make small, immediate throws, but don't need anyone to, do anything crazy. If you look at Kyle Shanahan, he's had a tremendous amount of success, with a quarterback that's very good from, 5 to 20 yards, right? Not someone that was throwing, bombs. His offense is being able to get the ball in the playmaker's hands. Debo Samuel. You also have McCaffrey there. You got Elijah Mitchell, who looked pretty decent when he did get the ball. You got George Kittle. So I think that could happen. I think Ryan Tannehill could be a fit. Obviously, Washington, like I just mentioned 2 minutes ago before I thought of the guy's name, Sam Howell. It's a third round pick, fourth round pick, whatever he was. He's nothing to hold your hat on. I could see Ryan Tannehill in this last year of his contract, the Titans eating some of it, especially if they draft a quarterback. And, Ryan Tannehill is getting traded. Also, another trade I think will happen for sure over the weekend, Jerry Jeudy. He's in his last year of his rookie contract, becomes a free agent next year. I think he could be traded. I know Denver got a new regime over there. I could see, or a new coach would, I'm going to forget his name. Jesus, I'm just forgetting everyone's name. The old Saints coach. I could see teams that he could be traded to. Now you got to take this with a grain of salt because obviously in the AFC, they don't want to. Sean Payton is the co new coach, but I could see like a team like the Ravens, the Bills, the Colts, and the AFC. The NFC, I could see the Packers, Cowboys, and 49ers all being a team to take a chance on and trade for Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy's from the Denver Broncos. So I could see that happening because there is a lot of depth, especially around the wide receiver class. Denver could maybe say, hey, we can get a similar, person in here in maybe the fourth, fifth round. And then also last year, my 10th prediction is I think there'll be six trades in the first day, which is just Thursday, and that's just the first round. You're like, six, Tim, that seems like a lot. Or some people say it's a little, depending on how close you follow the draft. Nine trades last year in the first round. Nine. Incredible. Okay, now, what do I think, and ideally as a Bears fan, do I want to happen? The Bears own the ninth pick. If you've been following it, the Bears own the first pick. They traded to Carolina. They got DJ Moore. They got another first round pick next year. They also picked up like another third round pick. So they got assets. I would dream scenario is that the Bears somehow trade down in the first round, but stay in the first round. I don't know what that is, right? I don't know if that's a team that's going up to get a quarterback or, maybe one of the corners, because there are a lot of good corners, not quarterbacks in this. So I don't know. Whatever it is, but dream scenario is that the Bears trade down that ninth pick and they're able to stay in the first round, but then they also get a first round next year. So that would be amazing because then just starting at the end of Thursday night, the Bears literally would have three first round picks next year. And I do like the quarterback class next year. And I know we have Justin Fields, so a couple of you guys rolled your eyes right there. But you want insurance there, right? Plus, when your team is terrible, you're the worst in the league, you need to build assets. And what way to build better assets than, being able to have, three first round picks. So if you don't do well this year, or you're able to make some steps this year, and then you're able to have three picks next year, that really allows you to start building the foundation of your organization and your team. So I like that. So if the Bulls or the Bears are able to do that, that would be ideal. Now, here's what I want the Bears to do from a trading standpoint. And also, Marvin Harris Jr., he's at Ohio State. If he's able to stay healthy this year, and he's able to play, love him. I love him as a prospect, especially with three first-round picks. If Justin Fields doesn't improve this year, Ryan Poles didn't draft him. Our coach wasn't a coach when he got drafted. So they might say, hey, you didn't improve. You're a phenomenal athlete, but we need someone. You got the kid out of USC coming out. You got the kid out of North Carolina coming out. There'll probably be two other, you got the kid out of Notre Dame coming out. So you're going to have people that can ball, at least from a college standpoint. And with three first-round picks, it gives you a lot of options. I'm just saying, just a little insurance plan. I hope Justin Fields dominates, because if he dominates, obviously that's good for us as Bears fans. All right, now into positions I have, tiered of what the Bears should go after, right? Say the Bears trade down. Here's what I would like them to do. There's phenomenal depth if they trade down with the cornerback class. I mentioned that earlier. Corners. The Bears need help on the corners. The secondary is very weak. Also, there is phenomenal depth in the offensive line. So you got corners and offensive line. You have depth there. Why that's important is in the second, third round, there's going to be good prospects. There's going to be day one starters in those two positions, okay? They have good depth because they have a lot of people, not just one or two. So if we stay in the first round with us knowing that the cornerback class and the offensive line class have good depth, we know we're going to be able to address those in the second or third round. So what I think is important is you go after defensive line if you have one of them graded high, or wide receiver. Now you might be like, Tim, wide receiver, we just got DJ Moore, we got Claypool, we got Darnell Mooney. Like, we have so many other weaknesses. And you're right. We do have so many other weaknesses. But you also, it's I find it hard to believe that you're going to be able to sign Claypool and Darnell Mooney's. Word on the street is Mooney wants like 20 million. Okay. I think that's fascinating that he wants 20 million. I think, the best thing in the world is having a lot of confidence. Coming from Timmy G himself, I have a lot of confidence, but sometimes you got to get a third party to assess. And Darnell Mooney's needs to prove that he can be a very strong number two. And I don't like paying a number two $20 million. Okay. That's just my opinion. With that being said, I want to know who your highest defensive lineman in corner is, and then you address that in the first round if you trade back. So I'm saying you trade back maybe 17 to 25. You're able to do that. I think that would be great. You go after those positions. But here are the teams, and here's hopefully how the Bears draft regardless, right? Here's how I think they should draft moving forward as far as a need: offensive line. You have to give more time to Fields. Cornerback. We need better corners. We got a sixth round pick starting as our slot corner. I'm not saying he did bad, but he definitely didn't do good. Corners. There's a lot of good corners out there, a lot of good secondary prospects. I think we addressed that. Defensive line. Your corners are a little bit better when your defensive line's getting pressure on your quarterback. That's just is what it is. You hit the quarterback, you're more likely to make your secondary look a heck of a lot better. And then also wide receiver. I'll say this again. More weapons is great. Now here's one prospect I want to do a highlight. I know people want to talk about all these other prospects and things of that nature. I just want to tell you a guy that if he fell to us, if we traded down or we trade up in the first round, late first round. I'm talking trade like the 27th through the 31st pick. If we want to trade back in after we use the ninth, is Zay Flowers, Boston College. Just do me a favor. Everyone has YouTube. Do a little YouTube. Put Zay Flowers in there. Not the biggest guy, but an absolute monster, right? Uses his size the best he can, right? He's a smaller guy. Strong playmaker. Everybody that played Boston College knew that dude was getting the ball, and he still showed out. So to have him in our offense, being able to utilize him in different ways, putting him in the backfield to run out of the backfield to putting him at a slot receiver. I mean, that is what I'm looking for. I like him. I think he's a straight dog, they would say. So again, I think there's going to be some veterans that are traded in this. I think there's going to be a veteran quarterback traded. A lot of moving parts. I think it's going to be a great time. Unless something crazy happens for the draft, I will do a Thursday recap, and then I'm going to do one on Friday. And I know you were probably like, well, Tim, you roll a podcast out every 2 months. Shout out to me on the 60-day plan. But I do love the NFL draft. I plan on coming here. So this is my predictions. I think it's a pretty awesome, exciting time. I am a nerd. I will watch all of it. I love the first. I even love the last day where you're finding out people are taking huge swings at prospects that because they have a one or good trait. They're like, hey, this guy's super fast, but he only caught 15 balls and he's played football for a half a season. Whatever it is. But regardless, enjoy yourself. Make sure you tune in. Thursday is going to be amazing. Like I said, I think there's going to be a lot of moving around, a lot of trades. But, let's see what happens. I'll give you my reaction of my, craziest pick that I thought, best fit from a team standpoint. And then obviously I'll break down whatever the Bears did. But in the meantime, have yourself a great day, a great week. Thursday's coming fast. Cheers.